Brad Davidson from Sky Racing is joining us. How are you, Davo?
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. I'm well, thanks, guys.
Back at Rose Hill tomorrow.
Yeah, back at Rose Hill Gardens for a 10-race program there tomorrow. Of course, the carnival's been at Randwick the last few weeks, and, you know, as well documented, the rain last week meant we finished a couple of races early, but look, back on a fresh pad at Rose Hill Gardens tomorrow, rail in the true position, and looks a pretty decent card. Weather looks good as well, so look, expecting a fair track, and, yeah, good to get back to Rose Hill Gardens after the track's had a bit of a rest after the Golden Slipper Carnival. So, yep, should be a good day of racing, and should be picture perfect conditions out there at Rose Hill tomorrow.
Dave, we're down in Adelaide for the golf, but it's a big Group 1 day down at Morphettville as well. Have you had a chance to look at the two Group 1s in Adelaide tomorrow?
Yeah, plenty happening, isn't there, Adam, in Adelaide there for the weekend. So I'm sure people will be there enjoying the golf and the races. Look, competitive Group 1s, aren't they? Both the Robert Sangster and the Australasian Oaks. The Australasian Oaks, I think, is $5.50 to field. Haven't had quite the chance yet. Have been focusing sort of up here in Sydney on the form. But, yeah, look, interested to see how a horse like Coco Sun goes in the Australasian Oaks. I think she's got a real sense of timing about her. Love the way that she's been building this preparation. And, you know, it's a real, I suppose, fork in the road moment, isn't it, for Estriella about her sort of spring prospects. You know, she's got to go and do it now at Group 1 level at 1,200 metres. You know, running out a strong 1,200, there's still some little query on her, but I'm sure she'll overcome that wide gate early, put herself right in the race. She's got that electrifying speed, and she'll look the winner for a long time. It's just a case of if she can run that 1,200 right out at the top level. So, you know, a really good grade of fillies and mares up against her there tomorrow, and there'll be several launching their runs late. So yeah, real fork in the road moment for Estriella and on the big stage to see if she can really put herself right in the lights for those big races come the spring at 1,200 metres.
I've got to ask, Dave, I don't know whether you would have had a look at it or not, the Queen of the South Stakes, but the great one is making a return.
Foxy, the sexy one.
The sexy one. Well, great one, sexy one, whatever you want. Chance? Place even? Give me some hope. Give me some love, Dave. Something?
I must admit, Loz, I've let you down there. I haven't had a chance to have a great look. I've been busy doing the form for tomorrow, and Anzac Day yesterday meant there was a fair bit happening with you know, watching a lot of races with yesterday. So I do apologise, Loz, but she's such a competitive mare that I'm sure she's going to run you a great race anyway without my opinion either way.
Easing me down easy. Can you say that? Easing you down easy.
Tell us, Davo, what was this filly of Chris Wallace that won the St. Ledger at Flemington yesterday?
Yeah, impressive, wasn't it, to the eye? I know the overall time wasn't that great, but Ahiriri, this filly became the first filly in 14 years to take out the St. Ledger there at Flemington on Anzac Day. Obviously, it's the chance we get to see these horses over a real staying trip over the 2,800 metres. And, you know, there was Gambare there for the Waterhouse and Botyard Almiraz, who looked a really progressive type. And, you know, Gambare had form around Riff Rocket and horses like that, but wasn't able to stay out the trip. But, gee, Ahiriri, no issues with the trip whatsoever, taking out the 2,800 metre event by a couple of lengths and storming away late in the piece. So, yeah, always fascinating to see these three-year-olds get out to these, you know, these real long journeys, and she really appreciated it there yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see if she has a go at the Andrew Ramsden in a few weeks' time and tries to head that way. But, yeah, look, the time wasn't really there, but first filly in 14 years to do it, a good feat for the Chris Waller camp there yesterday.
What's your best on the program there tomorrow, Dover?
Look, I thought it was race 8, number 10. I know a star there at Rose Hill tomorrow, Loz. Like the first up run, I think he's going to be a lot fitter second up there tomorrow. He just had to work hard there first up when challenged mid-race by another horse for the lead. And just meant he had to burn the candle at both ends. And first up without that race fitness, meant he was just left a bit vulnerable late. He's going to be a lot fitter there. He steps up for 1,500 and he maps to get a very soft lead there tomorrow. He's not a horse that sort of stacks them. He does like to roll along, but I just think being able to run the race at his own steam without being eyeballed by one like last start is a big difference. So I think it'd be awfully hard to run down there at Rose Hill tomorrow. Race 8, number 10, I Know a Star.
If you've got any love for my multi, it's Waterford to run top four in that race and Green Shadows in race three to run top two.
Yeah, well, Green Shadows is terrific first up. If he reproduces that performance, he's going to be hard to beat right in the finish. And Waterford, well, it sets up pretty well for him from a good gate to sort of settle midfield and really launch his run late. We know he's a horse that can be effective fresh, and I'm sure you run your big race there, Loz. So I think you're right in with a big show there with the multi this weekend.
Yeah, that's what we're going
to go. Dave-o, thank you.
Enjoy the golf. Thanks, guys.